News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Rishi Sunak is being urged by his cabinet ministers and senior Tories to go for the jugular and launch more direct personal attacks against Keir Starmer. The election is in about 2.5 weeks' time. Philip Webster, former political editor of The Times, is with us on the line. If he's going for the jugular, he'll need a stool, I would imagine.
Yes, it does sound a bit like desperate last-minute tactics. I mean, he has already been having a go at Starmer. Now they want him to go back to this whole question of how Starmer backed Jeremy Corbyn in the elections 2016, 2017, 2019, why he thought he could be a great leader. Then they want to talk about his Starmer's former role as director of public prosecutions and as a human rights lawyer. They want it to be more personal, but there's no sign that any of the tactics they've changed or they've used so far have changed the dial.
Why do they think it's all Rishi Sunak's fault? Are the Tories somewhat deluded, considering they've been in power for 14 years?
They think it's Sunak's fault because he called the election at the time he did. Most Conservative MPs, I think, were hoping that he would go later. They wanted him to go in the autumn. He went early in order to try and catch out Reform Party, led now, of course, by Nigel Farage. In fact, it went right against him. Farage came out of the woodwork and announced he was going to stand in any case. Since then, the Reform UK's polling position has improved. And as you would know, in one poll last week, they actually overtook the Tories. So there's a lot of blame within the Tory party against Sunak. People are blaming him for the plight they're in at the moment when I think more objective observers would be blaming Boris Johnson and Liz Truss for the way they ran the country.
When we look at opinion polls, and we had our own elections here recently, the polls did not reflect the outcome. So there's nothing to suggest that the polls might be incorrect in the UK as well. At the moment, and there was a big poll out at the weekend that had the Tories down to 72 seats. Is that remotely possible? Are we looking at an extinction level event for the Conservative Party?
I don't think so. I found that one almost impossible to believe. It's a new polling method. It only came in 4 or 5 years ago. They apply a very big number of people they polled to every seat in the country and come up with that result. There has been an MRP. It's called MRP. They've done it before, and in 2019, one of the MRP polls was absolutely spot on, and another MRP poll was miles out. So they do vary. I must say, down to 72 seats does not seem at all realistic. Certainly the Labour Party thinks there's absolutely no chance of them being anywhere near that, and they would happily take at the moment the Tories getting, say, 200 seats.
Okay, Philip Webster, former political editor of The Times, an interesting fortnight or so ahead. Thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.